welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway.
Wonder no more what's down the highway today. We're all over it. Doug Steffen with Roberta Fasanelli on the Good Day program. Kenny Kessler is here as well to provide us with information and conversation. The big conversation today focuses on Star Wars, or as they say here in New England, Star Wars. The Force Awakens. We have as our video of the day today at DougSteffen.com the new trailer for the Star Wars movie. For anybody who missed it during the Monday Night Football game, you want to see it again, you can see it at DougSteffen.com. First thing you see when you log on to DougSteffen.com is the video open, and we have a little audio. You know you want to see it. Here's the audio, though, from it.
I was raised to do one thing. But I've got nothing to fight for.
Nothing will stand in our way. I will finish what you started.
There are stories about what happened.
It's true.
Sounds a lot more theatrical than some of the other productions. You could pick out all of the voices, though. Certainly Harrison Ford. Is there a new voice for Darth Vader because James Earl Jones is 84 and they didn't give him the job? Where'd that come
from? Darth Vader is dead.
Oh, he's dead at this time? Thought this was
This comes after Return of the Jedi.
Oh. All right. So then Luke could be the bad guy.
Could be. That's
spoiler
a rumor.
Alert! Yeah, that is a rumor. Spoiler alert! So the sale, the Star Wars, I think it should be called Star Wars, The Sales Begin, the campaign.
The marketing.
Oh my God.
The credit cards awaken.
Exactly. There's high drama around that. Our poll today at DougSteffen.com, did you get tickets to Star Wars? Yes, I can't wait. B, I tried, but the site crashed. C, not yet, but I'll order them soon. D, I'll wait and take my chances at the theater. E, I have no interest whatsoever. It'd be interesting to see how many get into that vogue. I'm not interested at all. Meredith has never seen a Star Wars movie, Roberta.
Really?
She hasn't seen any of them. I'm going to try to bring her around. I don't know how to see the old ones, but see the new one anyway. So if you have a preference, or you already, Kenny's had the experience already. He and his wife have tickets to the second day, right? The second show.
Yeah, well, the first full day, that Friday. It opens Thursday night.
Thursday night. So that Friday
midnight,
morning.
Midnight, is that what it is? It's midnight?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Some theaters are showing a big marathon of all the movies and then ending with the new one.
Mm. Ah, right. That'd How many movies are there?
There will be seven when this comes out.
Yeah. Okay, so
and then there will be eight. And then there will be nine. And then there will be ten. And Disney will keep this going forever. I'm looking at a picture of Harrison Ford now, as he appeared, I'm thinking back to 1977 and how he looked. His hair looks the same. They've parted it the same. I mean, obviously, he looks older. You know, surprisingly, Chewbacca doesn't look any older than he did in 1977.
There's wrinkles under all that hair. You just can't see them.
All right, poll yesterday. Which team would you like to see win the World Series? 54% of you who responded to the poll at DougStefan.com said the Cubbies. 19% said the Royals. 15% said the Blue Jays. And 12% said the Mets. The Mets get a big boo. I think the Cubs do, too. I'd like to see the Royals win. Let's see what happens. As we're going to be playing baseball or watching it until well into November, it would appear. What did we say yesterday? The schedule goes through if they play all the games on November 7th or something?
Whew. If the World Series goes seven games, it goes into the first week in November.
Wowie zowie. Amazing. The I love thoughts and thinking so we have a thought of the day. We have a quote of the day. We oftentimes have things that go into the motivational world. I thought this was something one of my great friends and colleagues in this business, Larry Fuss, whose radio stations carry this program, sent me this morning. And I thought it was perfect. It comes from the Dalai Lama, but it's great for people who do talk or who are just talkers. When you talk, you're only repeating what you know. If you listen, you may learn something new.
That's right.
How about that? That's very cool.
That's right. So how does that apply to us as talk show hosts?
I don't know. We have to use our ears more, perhaps.
I'm sorry, what?
Right, exactly. All right, so Oprah Winfrey made $70 million yesterday. One day. Weight Watchers was the key. She decided she would buy stock in Weight Watchers. Mm-hmm. So she spent, she bought 6.4 million shares, 10% of the company she bought yesterday. And then she got options to buy 3.5 million more, which caused the stock to double in one day to $13.92 a share.
And so who advised her to do this? That's what
know.
I want to know.
I wish I had somebody talking to me about this last week. Because a lot of people made a lot of money yesterday, including the company that owns half the stock. It's a firm called Artal. It's a private investment firm. They made $209 million yesterday, a gain for one day that is larger than anything else that they've done.
I think someone's going to look at this as insider trading, because who knows if that company went to Oprah and said, hey, how about this? How about if you buy this amount and, you know, people will make it public, and the next thing you know, the stock will skyrocket.
They're going to use her as their spokesperson.
Well, so, there you go.
In order to entice her to do it. I mean, this woman's worth over $3 billion, according to Forbes magazine. So what is another $70 million to her? So $70 million bucks but it was enough to get her to say, okay, I'll represent you. And that's what they need, because she has amazing credibility. Amazing credibility. And so it's magic. Her name is magic. Oprah is magic. Here's a woman that said, recalling the story correctly, Kenny, you can correct me if I'm wrong. She grew up in Baltimore. She was a local reporter in Baltimore and then started doing a local access show, one of those 7:30 deals that they used to have called People Are Talking. And Oprah Winfrey was the host of the show in Baltimore after having, I don't think she ever did any radio, but she was a young reporter and then worked her way into this. And then she had an opportunity to go do the show in Chicago, which she did. And from that, she met the King brothers, who were trying to come up with another show like Phil Donahue's show, only with a female host. And they thought, okay, Chicago, black lady, she's got a lot of talent, she's perky, we'll take a shot at this. It may not work, but we'll try it. So they didn't know what to expect. And they didn't know Oprah, really. They thought, okay, here's a way of getting it. They started locally in Chicago. And they gave her, they said, well, you know, we'll give you a small salary and we'll give you ownership of the show. So she owned, I believe at the time, 40% or 45% of the show. Mm-hmm. And that has translated into $3 billion. Thank you, King Brothers. What else would you say under the circumstances? God love her. And look at what she's told her life story, which was really a little spicy. She has been up and down in terms of what her weight is herself. I mean, she's been very heavy and then she's been slight. And so that's why she's perfect for Weight Watchers. She's got her own network. I mean, the woman's very smart, very good business person, deserves every bit of respect that she gets for having created something out of nothing and believing in herself. Mm-hmm. That's the lesson here, I believe, in Oprah. She believed in her talent. She believed in herself. So she made it work. Mm-hmm. And that's the lesson for everybody as far as I'm concerned. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Here is a powerful, very powerful product that you can use to take care of problem eye darkness, bags, puffiness. Actually, there's two products here. The great news is that there's a new product that goes hand in hand with Genucel. You've heard me talk about Genucel.
It's produced... I need some more, by the way, Doug.
Do you really, Roberta?
Well, yes, I do. I love this stuff, and I'm just about running out of it. I need
all right,
some
so
more.
Tell me where you want me to send it. Because you got about four houses that I can choose from to send it. So tell me where you want me to send it, and I'll ask them.
Okay, I'll email you the address.
What they'll do is send you the Genucel, which has been around for a long time, taking care of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, et cetera, et cetera. You will love that. And now, the new Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. You can try that absolutely free as well by calling 800-543-9262. You got the inside on this older product that works so well. It doesn't cover anything up. It extracts from your eyes the water that's underneath that causes the puffiness. So you get that. And then because they've introduced this new Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, they're going to give you the opportunity of getting that free. So you order Genucel. You get the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment as an add-on. You also will be given the chance to get a luxury gift if they ask you for there's three different choices. Ask them if you can have some Esthétique. That's another great face cream from the same company. So three products for the price of one, taking care of the dark circles, the bags, the puffiness, everything around your eyes that you want to be attracted. Doesn't cover them up. It's not makeup. It fixes the problem with them or your money back. Please call right now, 800-543-9262. You'll be excited when you get this, and you'll get free express shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. Get to work on your eyes and your face. 800-543-9262. What a great deal. Don't wait. The deal won't be around forever. 800-543-9262. It's a good deal.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Today's topic, cheap body tricks. It's chock full of cheap psychological and physiological tricks, things you can use or abuse. Here's the science of it. Did you know that the typical person eats about 2,000 pounds of food each year? If you go on a hunger strike, you can live for about 60 days without eating. And if you go about 10 days without sleep, well, it'll either kill you or it'll turn you into an emotional turnip.
Don't mess with me, man. I am crazy.
What's the cheap psychological trick? In this day and age of diet, 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 work, 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 and sleep less and less, the body can take a great deal of abuse. But just imagine how much more you would enjoy life if you worked just a little smarter, ate appropriately, and slept a little more. Work with your body, and it'll work with you. Got a comment? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Today on App Check, Blends is a dictionary and a good one. But what sets it apart is the comprehensive list of related words. Very useful. Blends.
It's a hit.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
He was the star of one of the world's most popular television series, but ended up homeless after the show was canceled.
The paychecks stopped coming for Star Trek's William Shatner.
Typecast as Captain Kirk, no one in Hollywood would hire him.
He got gigs on the summer theater circuit while living out of the back of his truck under a hard shell.
After that, Shatner redoubled his efforts at finding work by guest starring in several TV shows, which led him to where he is today.
Humbled by that period, he recently saved a family from homelessness by giving his kidney and collecting donations.
Don't let the tough times keep you down. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He was the first ever draft pick of the Miami Heat. Originally from Lebanon, this big man earned the nickname Spin Doctor because of his whirling moves to the hoop.
Cycling fakes him out of his shoes and dunks it in over him.
So where is Ronnie Cycling now? Ronnie's the chief executive at Quadrant Investment Group, a multi-million dollar real estate investment firm he launched in 2005. Ronnie's also an investor in several successful Miami restaurants. His great sense of rhythm has led to a regular gig as a techno DJ. And he's even released his own collection of club music. Guess we can still call Ronnie the Spin Doctor. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program at 48 past the hour. Kenny has some more comments. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show on the Star Wars phenom.
Joel says this movie should be called Star Wars: The Quest for More Money.
they have to work hard at that. What do you think? It's a great American company, Disney, one of our best American corporate citizens, and they're there to make money. I've had my ups and downs with them over the years, but I'll tell you something, they've figured it out. They know how to buy the right stuff and promote the right stuff and make the right stuff. So good for them. People benefit because there's entertainment there. And most of the stuff that comes from Disney, movie-wise, pretty good. Most of the stuff that comes from across the board is pretty good. All right, what else, Kenny?
William says, I got my two tickets for Thursday. I'll be the one standing in line in the Stormtrooper outfit.
Yes, you will, sir. Congratulations. All right, I want to see a Chewbacca outfit. Go ahead.
Andy says, Star Wars broke the internet. Before I could hit refresh, it was sold out in New York City in minutes. Luckily, wow. I was able to get two tickets in New Jersey. Now Fandango is down, too.
Really?
Yep, yeah.
What other, besides Fandango,
is it on movie phone?
Chains?
Probably. It's probably on online.
Any book online.
Right. Wow. All right, what else?
Doug says, John Wayne was asked his opinion after watching the original Star Wars, and his answer was, they will always make Westerns.
Well, and that is what these really are, good guys
Absolutely.
And bad guys.
Yes, they're Westerns in space. Yep.
John Wayne died in 1979, so he was able to see the first one. I never heard that comment before.
They will always make Westerns.
They will always make Westerns. Yep. One way
it's a good
another.
Line for if you want to be a screenwriter, remember that line.
Always make Westerns. 51 after on Good Day.